the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School, ready for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. Up next, the Pawnee City Indians and the Southern High Raiders. In the game played earlier this evening here, Johnson Brock defeated the Sacred Heart Irish 66-34, and that means the winner of this game between Pawnee City and Southern will face Johnson Brock this coming Thursday evening at 6:30, a game that you will hear live here on Sunny 101.3. Another final we have for you in the game that was broadcast tonight over on KTNC. John Nixon had the Auburn Bulldogs at home hosting Wilbur Claytonia. The final of that one, Auburn with the win 65-36. So Auburn advances to their Thursday night game in the sub-district. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one coming up Thursday night. Auburn advancing in their sub-districts 65-36. Here, as we said, we have the Pawnee City Indians and the Southern High Raiders. Pawnee City is 14-7 coming into this ballgame. The Southern Raiders at 10-12 on the year. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the Southern Raiders, they're coached by head coach Aaron Whitworth. He'll go with Cooper Werford. Werford, a senior, averaging 21 points per ball game. Pax Adams, a sophomore, 8.5 points per game. Cale Ames is a senior, 10.7 points per ball game. Dakota Whitman, a senior, also in the starting lineup. And Alex Meese, a senior, averaging in double figures, 10.5 points per contest on the season thus far. As we said, the Raiders are 10-12 coming into this one. For the Pawnee City Indians, coached by head coach Hadley Sikora, 14-7 on the year. He'll go with Drew Meniga. Meniga is a 6'2 senior, 5.5 points per game, 4.5 rebounds. Tyler Tegmeyer is a junior at 5'11, 3.5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Anthony Kling, a senior, 5'10. He's the leading scorer on this Indian team, 21.1 points per game and 6.5 rebounds. Trey Kling, his younger brother, a 5'11 junior, averaging 6 points per game, 7.4 rebounds. And Jet Farwell rounds out the starting five, a senior at 5'10, 16.5 points per ball game on the year for Jet Farwell. And I got to tell you, folks, Anthony Kling and Trey Kling are really messing with this announcer, because Trey Kling shaved his head a couple of weeks ago, and that really helped me keep the two of them apart. I could tell which one was Anthony and which one was Trey, because Trey had the shaved head. Guess what they did? Tonight they come out in warm-ups. Anthony Kling has also shaved his head. So there's no more just looking down. I have to take pride in knowing who most of these kids are without having to read their jersey number. They both have their heads shaved here, and now the brothers look nearly identical. So we'll have to pay attention to Anthony Kling's 23 and Trey Kling's 24 on the jerseys. And I'll just apologize up front if I get the two of them crossed up tonight. They're doing it to me, folks, by shaving their heads here. Getting set for the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. So we'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back after this 60-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Having the introduction of the starters now over the public address system, taking taking a look at the rest of this week, we've got lots of basketball for you. I'll be back here Thursday night for this sub-district final. Johnson Brock will be playing the winner of this upcoming game between Pawnee City and Southern. John Nixon Thursday night will be in Auburn, the Auburn Bulldogs advancing in their sub-district. They'll be playing against the winner of the second game being played over there tonight. Then on Friday night, I'll be back here in Johnson on Sunny 101.3. The Johnson Brock girls in their district final hosting the Valentine Badgers from all the way out of Valentine. Also on Friday night, over on KTNC, a 5 o'clock tip-off from Meade. The Sacred Heart Irish girls taking on Why Not, the Blue Devils. John Nixon will have that call on KTNC. We're ready for live action here. Jumping it up for Pawnee City will be Anthony Kling. He'll jump it against Cooper Warford. The tip controlled by the Indians. Pawnee City with the basketball on the near side. Handling it is Anthony Kling. Off to Trey Kling on the right wing. Around it goes to Jet Farwell. Farwell in traffic. Had the ball knocked away. Loose basketball grabbed up. Shot is put up and off. No good. Rebound follow shot by Farwell. It won't drop. Jet Farwell's second shot was short of the mark, and quickly down court come the Raiders. Jump shot baseline inside the paint. Up by Cooper Warford. Missed everything. Rebound taken away by Anthony Kling. Outlet pass up court quickly. Into forecourt for Pawnee City. Or for Southern. The shot is up off the left side. Does not go. And the rebound down for the Southern Raiders. With the dribble is Cooper Warford. Warford to set things up here at the top of the key. Warford just dribbling the ball out on the right elbow. Man-to-man defense for Pawnee City. From the left side, a long three is launched. It's up and off. No good. Kling had the rebound for a minute. Now another three is put up. The ball tipped away. That time it went off of Tyler Tegmeyer, and Southern got the ball back again. Pax Adams, this time on the dribble. Adams feeds it to the corner left side, looking for Warford under the basket. Lots of contact under there. Players sprawled on the floor, but no whistle here early in the ballgame. Looks like the basketball is going to belong to the Raiders. They're going to trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Pax Adams will inbound the pass. Adams stands underneath his own basket on the baseline, ready to toss it in. At the top of the key free throw line, it comes around to the right side to Alex Meese. Meese with the ball. Dribbles inside the paint. Kicks it to the corner, down deep. Underneath, shot is up and blocked away nicely by Kling. Now everybody chasing after it. It went out of bounds, and I think touching it last over there was Anthony Kling. .29 to go here in the first quarter. No score thus far in the ballgame. We're back to live action. Pawnee City with the basketball. Down it comes to Anthony Kling. Kling on the side. A little shot short off the front of the rim. Won't go. Kling with his own rebound. Has the ball taken away. And with the steal back the other direction comes Pax Adams. Adams to the top of the circle. Feeds it up to Alex Meese. Meese to the left wing with it. Inside. Floater. Cooper Warford. Up and good. Warford with the first 2 points of the basketball game. Southern on top, 2-0 with 5:57 to go here. Now in this first quarter, with the basketball is Jet Farwell. He feeds to the left wing. A long three is up and good by Drew Menega. Drew Menega got the three from the left wing, and that puts Pawnee City on top, 3-2, 5:38 to play here in the first quarter. Into forecourt comes Cooper Warford. He feeds to Pax Adams in the paint. Adams, baseline right side. Warford. Little stutter step by Warford before he launched the shot. He'll get called for traveling. And it'll turn the ball back to the Pawnee City Indians. 5:28 to go here in this first quarter. 3-2. Pawnee City up by one. Indians with the lead and the basketball. They come into forecourt. Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling. Floater off the glass. Up and good. Anthony Kling's first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 5-2. Pawnee City Indians up by three. Indians came in here 14-7. Southern at 10-12 on the year, coming into sub-districts. Cooper Warford for the Raiders handles the basketball out to the top of the key. Pax Adams for three. No good. Rebound, Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling gets it across the timeline. Tries to feed it underneath. Warford gets the steal. Here comes Cooper Warford. He wants to go coast to coast. Little floater short off the rim. It's tipped around underneath. A battle for the rebound. Southern clears it out, but they throw the pass up into the stands. The outlet pass was way wide of the mark and went up into the stands and went out of bounds. Pawnee City will have the basketball. Leading 5-2 with 4:42 to go here in the first quarter. With the ball on the right side is Jet Farwell. He takes it all the way to the baseline, has it taken away by Warford. Warford on the fast break, 1-on-3, and Warford gets the shot off and draws the foul. Cooper Warford was determined to take that ball to the hoop. He had three defenders back there on him, and he still managed to take it inside the paint and get the shot off. We'll see who they tag. The foul is going to be... Well, we're still waiting to see who drew Menega. Menega gets called for his first team foul, number one. Free throw for Warford is up and off, no good. He'll have a second shot coming. Cooper Warford looks to the basket for his second free throw. 5-2 our score here, 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Second shot is up and good. He got that one, so now Warford has three in the ballgame. It's 5-3, Pawnee City on top. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Kirk Kilman, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. The Indians come on the attack offensively. Jack Farwell with the basketball. Farwell gives to Trey Kling, to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling in the paint, spin move, jump shot. Anthony Kling off the back of the iron. Rebound. Pax Adams with the ball down court. Pax Adams to the right wing, puts a pass down deep to Cale Ames. Back up top, it comes to Adams. Adams looks for Warford. No pass there. Instead to Alex Meese. Meese in the paint, driving layup. Feeds it off to the left side. Follow shot, put back up and good. And staying with it and battling underneath the basket to get the shot down was Xander Seaman. Seaman's first 2 points of the ball game. Xander got that one to drop. And we're tied at 5 apiece. Here's Anthony Kling for three. Short off the rim. Rebound Warford. Cooper Warford with the ball. Feeds to the left side. A long three from the left corner is up and good. And nailing that three from down deep is Alex Meese. Meese, the senior, hits the three from the left side baseline. And it's 8-5. Southern is up by three. Here's Pawnee City with the basketball. Tyler Tegmeyer. There's a three from the left side, up and good. Drew Menega hits his second three, got that one to drop. And we're tied at 8 apiece. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Fast-paced basketball here at Johnson Brock. Southern with the ball, Warford in the paint to Pax Adams. Adams is double-teamed inside under the basket. Back to Warford. Warford tried to flip the ball out to his teammate, hit the back of the backboard with it. Came right back to him. It's a turnover. We'll give the ball back to the Pawnee City Indians. 2:48 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at 8 apiece. With the ball for Pawnee City, across the timeline, into forecourt comes Anthony Kling. He gives off to Jet Farwell. Farwell to the left side. Another three attempt is up. This one is off for Drew Menega with the rebound in traffic brought down by Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer has the ball. Now timeout's going to be taken by Southern to try and preserve the possession. 2:30 to go first quarter. Tied at 8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're all tied up at 8 apiece here with 2:30 to play in the first quarter. We're at Johnson Brock. Boys sub-district action, Pawnee City and Southern. The winner of this one advances to Thursday night's game at 6:30 when they'll face the Johnson Brock Eagles. Johnson Brock getting the win earlier tonight over Sacred Heart, 66-34. All right, Southern with the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Cooper Warford. Warford works it across the timeline. Works to the left side of the free throw circle. Back up to Pax Adams at the top of the key. There's a long three from the top of the key. Adams up and off, no good. A fight for the rebound on the baseline, and we'll see who they tag here. I think we had a foul called. He's going to go against the Southern Raiders. And that foul is on Pax Adams, his first team foul number one on the Raiders. With the basketball for Pawnee City, Tegmeyer to the top of the key, up to Menega. Menega finds Jet Farwell. Farwell picks up the dribble to the right side, Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling, jump shot baseline, in and out of there. Couldn't get it to fall, and the rebound to Alex Meese. Meese will bring the ball down court himself for the Raiders. One-on-one against Anthony Kling. Bounce pass to the right elbow. Goes down to Xander Seaman. Seaman takes the shot off the glass, up, off, no good. And a fight for the rebound again underneath. And I think Pawnee City is going to get tagged again down here, battling for that defensive rebound to try and come down with the basketball. The foul is going to be on Trey Kling. On Trey, his first, team foul number two now on the Indians. A minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Still tied at 8 apiece. Southern High with the basketball. Pax Adams, top of the key. Feeds it up to Cooper Warford. Warford can't get an open look. Bounce pass into the corner. Down deep. Baseline right side. Cale Ames with the ball. Across court. Tipped away by Kling. Kling touched it last, though. It went out of bounds off of Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling, a Treyu Kling. Trey and Anthony, both of them shaved their heads so they look identical to the announcer up here. Like I said, they're messing with me here before the game. All right, Southern with the basketball. Warford stands at the free throw line, trying to get around Jet Farwell. Farwell won't give him any ground. There's a jump shot in the paint by Cale Ames. Ames with his first bucket of the night, and Southern retakes the lead now 10-8. Raiders up by two. 1:07 to go here in the first quarter. Around the horn it goes to Trey Kling. Anthony Kling to Trey Kling. Now Farwell tries a three, can't get it. Anthony Kling tips the ball into the corner. Warford saves it, tips it back into Pax Adams, and Adams will bring it down the court and come on the attack. Pass goes to Cooper Warford. Warford in the paint. Jump move, no. He traveled with the ball, and the basketball goes back over to the Pawnee City Indians. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. 10-8, your score. Southern up by two. Pawnee City with the basketball. Substitute in now for Southern, Kai Spann, into the ballgame. Kai's a big man here. He looks to be 6'5", 6'6", just a sophomore. Kai Spann in the lineup. And here come the Indians. Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling works against Kai Spann. Can't get the look at the basket. Has to flip it to the right side to Drew Menega. Back up top to Jet Farwell. Farwell, the playmaker here, works to the left wing. Has the ball taken away from him. Then Farwell gets it back. But they're going to say Farwell was out of bounds when he touched the ball. His foot went out of bounds. And so it'll be Southern's basketball on the turnover. Southern Raiders now up by two, and they have the basketball with 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. They'll play for one shot. Warford very slowly brings it across the timeline. Clock down to 15 seconds. Jet Farwell comes out to pick him up. Pawnee City running their man-to-man defense as they have throughout this entire first quarter. 7 on the shot clock. Here comes Warford for driving. Laying up and good. Cooper Warford just waited for that clock to wind down. Here's the buzzer. Half-court shot. Won't hit. And at the half, at the end of the first quarter, rather, Southern Raiders lead the Pawnee City Indians 12-8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the score clock. We're ready to move into the second quarter here. 12-8 our score. The Southern Raiders up by four on the Pawnee City Indians. Southern with the basketball. On the right side is Pax Adams. Adams in the paint. Can't get a look at the basket. Kicks it back outside to Alex Meese. Out of the corner, right side of the basket, Cale Ames with the ball. Ames wants to go in for the reverse lay-in, lost the handle on it. It's grabbed up by Cooper Werford. Werford feeds it to Meese. Meese is down on the floor, gets tied up over there by Kling. Everybody after the loose basketball. Finally, we get a whistle, and the held ball is called, and the possession arrow will favor Pawnee City. Indians get the basketball. They will inbound it underneath the southern basket, down by four, 12-8, opening minute of play here in the second quarter. The official takes a timeout, asks for a towel again from the bench, perspiration on the floor. Live tonight from Johnson Brock High School on Sunny 101.3, we are KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula, your play-by-play announcer. Kirk Kilman, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. All right, now we're ready to go. Indians with the ball in the forecourt, comes to the right side, Jet Farwell. Farwell in the paint, floater, Farwell up and good. Nice move to the basket. Jet Farwell's first basket of the night. Almost with the steal down here, again, was Tyler Tegmeyer. He tipped the ball back, but it's grabbed up by Werford. Cooper Werford looks to Pax Adams inside. Ball tipped away by Kling. With the steal is Trey Kling. Trey Kling gets it to Tegmeyer into forecourt. Now Anthony Kling at the top of the circle. Pax Adams has him. Man-to-man defense here by the Southern Raiders. Left wing with it. Handling the ball is Tyler Tegmeyer. To Trey Kling. Now Anthony Kling with the ball. Between the legs dribble. Anthony Kling goes around the defender. He drew a lot of defenders in a hurry. Was triple teamed there. Somebody had to be open. Jet Farwell on the left wing. Anthony Kling drew three defenders when he touched the basketball. Farwell kicks it to the corner right side. Anthony Kling, long three. No. Farwell tips it out. Werford comes down with the rebound. Werford with the one-on-three fast break. He did that last time. Werford spin move, jump shot. In and out of there, would not drop. And the basketball is going to belong. I think we're going to maybe have a foul called here. We may be shooting this. With 6:20 to go in the first half, 12-10. The Raiders are up now by two. And at the free throw line is Cooper Werford. Werford at the line. First shot is up and good. Cooper Werford got that one to drop. He's now two out of three from the free throw line. 6:20 to go here in the first half. 13-10 your score. The Southern Raiders leading. Okay, we'll drop that down a little. Let's try that so we're not over-modulating. Okay, second shot is up and off also for Warford. That one will go. And the rebound comes down to the Indians. Pawnee City with the basketball, across court pass. Setting it up is Drew Menega at the top of the key. Menega on the dribble off to Kling. Kling to the right elbow. Here's a long three from the right side that's put up by Drew Menega. That one won't drop. So are we okay down there now, guys? All right. 5:52 to go in the first half. 13-10. We believe we are now feeding audio to the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. They just tapped into our equipment here. If you want to tune in, the Johnson Brock Strive TV, we believe our audio is now being carried simulcast on that video stream. There's a jump shot right side. Baseline up and good by Anthony Kling. Kling got free down on the right side in the baseline for the Indians. It's a one-point ball game, 13-12. One-point lead now for the Southern Raiders with 5:19 to go here in the first half. Raiders basketball. Pax Adams to the top of the circle. Brings it around to Alex Meese. Cooper Werford. Werford has the ball in the corner. Tries to get to the basket. Kling picks him up defensively. Puts on the stop. Jump shot top of the key. Off no good. And the rebound to Werford. Werford in the paint. Dribbles in. Floater up and good. He got it and he's fouled. Cooper Werford is one active basketball player here for the Southern Raiders. As Cooper goes, so go the Raiders. He drove that one on the baseline on the right side, took it all the way to the hoop, drew the foul on Drew Menega. On Menega, that's his second personal team foul, number one of the quarter. At the free throw line for the and one is Cooper Werford now. He'll be shooting one shot. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here on Sunny 101.3 and on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. Shot is up and off. No good for Werford. He's missed two in a row. That's uncharacteristic of him. He's 2 of 5 now from the free throw line. 15-12. 3-point lead for Southern. Pawnee City with the basketball. Anthony Kling pulls up for a 12-footer from the left wing. Doesn't go. Rebound Tegmeyer. Gives it right back to Kling. Shot is up this time by Trey Kling. Trey couldn't get it to drop, but Trey Kling will be fouled, and he'll be going to the line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be charged to Dakota Whitman on Whitman. That is his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Raiders. At the free throw line, Kling's shot is up short off the front of the rim. Trey Kling has not scored yet tonight. He'll have a second attempt coming here. 4:40 to play in the first half. 15-12, your score. Southern High leading Pawnee City by three. Trey Kling, second free throw is on the way. It's up, and this one is good. Rimmed it around a little bit, but got it to fall. That's his first point of the ball game. And now it's a two-point contest. Southern up by two, 15-13. And the Raiders have the basketball. Warford to Pax Adams to the right side. Pax Adams in the paint. Nothing there. Kicks it back up top to Alex Meese. Meese walked with the ball, I think. Okay, maybe they're going to say he was fouled as he went into the lane. One of the Pawnee City Indians made contact with Meese as he broke through the lane, and we've got a whistle and a foul is on Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer's first personal, third team foul of the quarter on the Indians. Warford tried to feed one down into the corner. It almost got away down there from Cale Ames. Ames held on to it and flips it back to Warford. Now Ames is on the corner, a cross-court pass. Pax Adams for three off the air, no in the rebound, Pawnee City. Indians down by two, chance to tie this trip down. Farwell has the ball taken away, steals it right back. Jet Farwell, jump shot in the paint, up and good. Jet Farwell was in all kinds of traffic, made a spin move, turned and dropped it in, and we're tied at 15 apiece with 3:54 to play here in the first half. Now, Cooper Warford comes down very casually to set the offense. Bounce pass to the right side. In traffic, moving toward the hoop. Baseline left side, jump shot up, good. Banked it off the glass in for Alex Meese. Meese has 5 points. It's 17-15. Southern is back up by two. Here's Kling with the ball. This time it's Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling out to the right side. Farwell, his three is up and off, no good. Tegmeyer there for the rebound. Now Trey Kling from the left side. It won't go. Anthony Kling chases down the rebound. And out of bounds goes Cooper Warford. They tried to catch him. The coaches grabbed him up over there on the sideline. And the basketball will belong to Pawnee City. 3:19 to play first half. A two-point lead for the Southern Raiders. Indians with the basketball. The inbound pass comes to the top of the circle. Nearly stolen away by Warford. Jet Farwell spun away from him. Farwell with a little underhanded shot up and good. And that was a circus move there by Jet Farwell. He's got 6 points, and we're tied at 17 all. It's been a tight ball game all the way through. Ball is loose on the floor. Kling came up with it, flipped it out where it's loose. Farwell's got the ball. Farwell puts it into forecourt, in for the driving layup, and the ball is slapped away out of bounds. Jordan Wernemart was going to go in, the freshman, for a driving layup. They came up behind him, slapped the ball away, and knocked it out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Indians. 33 seconds on the shot clock, 2:50 to play here in the first half. All tied at 17 apiece. It's been a tight ball game all the way through. Southern has held the lead. I don't know that Pawnee City's ever had a lead here. I don't believe in the ballgame. Indians looking to take their first lead of the contest here with 2:50 to play in the half. Pawnee City will inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. They'll toss it in. It's like Tegmeyer to toss it in on the baseline. The official retrieved the towel, takes it back to the bench, and I think we're ready to go. Had a little bit of a delay while they wiped up the floor here. Tyler Tegmeyer to inbound it under the basket, his own basket, lobs it into the corner. Across it comes to Kling. Kling gets it to Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer shots off. Kling shots off, and the rebound to Cooper Warford. Now the Southern Raiders with a chance to once again take the lead here with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a turnaround shot in the paint that's no good. Kling is there for the rebound. That being Trey Kling that time that pulls it down. And down to Anthony Kling in forecourt. Up to Jet Farwell between the rings, top of the circle. Man-to-man defense by Southern. Jet Farwell works to the left wing. Cooper Warford gives chase. Farwell for the driving layup. Up and good. Jet Farwell went around Cooper Warford, kind of left him standing there as he went down the left lane and laid it in, and now Pawnee City with the lead. Indians up 19-17 with 2:05 to go here in the first half. Warford with the ball on the right wing. He'll launch a long three that's off the back iron, but the rebound comes down to the Raiders. Into the corner. A try for a follow shot didn't happen. They flip it back into Pax Adams. Now Warford in traffic. Driving lay-in up and good. Cooper Warford keeps laying him in there. He's got 10 points in double figures now, and we're tied once again at 19 to go. All here with 1:38 to go in the first half. This is Jet Farwell with the basketball. Farwell, right side of the lane, picked up the dribble just to Kling. Trey Kling. Trey Kling around to the left wing with it. Jordan Wernemont, long three is off the rim. The ball hit the support. That's out of bounds, and that'll turn it back over to the Southern Raiders. A minute 25 to go here in this first half. We're tied at 19 apiece. The winner of this one faces Johnson Brock Thursday night at 6:30 here in Johnson. Cooper Warford, we call his name a lot. He's kind of the spark plug that runs this offense to Pax Adams' left wing. Adams holds the ball for a minute. Now he's in the paint. Here goes Pax Adams driving, laying up and good. Pax Adams with his first 2 points of the ball game. 21-19. The lead is back to Southern. Anthony Kling, fall away shot in the paint. Partially blocked. Rebound, Jeff Farwell. It's blocked. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and we'll put Jeff Farwell to the line. A foul is going to be called on Cooper Warford. On Warford, his first personal, second team foul of the quarter. On the Southern Raiders at the free throw line, Jet Farwell. Jet has 8 points in the ball game so far tonight, all from the field. His first attempt from the free throw line is up and good. This one would put him in double figures with 10. Jet Farwell, ready for his second free throw, wants to try and tie the game here. It's up and it's good. Got them both. We're tied at 21. 55 seconds to play in the first half, all tied up. Neither team really able to open up much of a lead on the other throughout this whole first half. Warford with a pass down into the right side. There's a driving lay-in up and good by Cale Ames. Ames got the lay-in, and he drew the foul as he put the shot up there, which means that Cale Ames, a senior, will be at the line for the and one. That foul is on Trey Kling, his second personal, second team foul on the Indians. Ames' free throw is up, and good. He got it, completes the three-point play, and it's a three-point Southern lead, 24-21, 38 seconds to go in the first half, 30 on the shot clock. Kling with the basketball, Anthony Kling. To Trey Kling, around to Jet Farwell. Farwell penetrates into the lane, tried to go up with a shot. He's stripped of the ball, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Jet Farwell to the line. No, they're going to say the foul came on the floor, and the foul is going to be on Pax Adams. Adams' second personal, team foul number three. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 26 on the game clock here in the quarter. And the basketball will belong to the Pawnee City Indians. Inbounding the ball will be Tyler Tegmeyer on the baseline left side under his own basket. Tegmeyer inbound pass to Kling. Kling has the ball tipped away. Farwell tries to get it. It goes off of Farwell. And the Southern Raiders will get the basketball with 22 and a half seconds to play here in the first half. 24-21. Southern Raiders on top. Southern with the basketball. Cooper Warford will bring it down and play for the final shot of the half here. His team up by three, 24-21. Warford to the right side. Pass comes to Pax Adams. Adams feeds it up top. Alex Meese. Oh, Meese was looking underneath for Cale Ames. The pass was too tall. Went out of bounds. 5 seconds left on the clock. Pawnee City will have it. They inbound it quickly. Jet Farwell gets it into forecourt, and he'll try to launch a shot. Oh, they get it to the right side. Shot is up and good. That basket will count. Put in by the freshman, Jordan Wernemont, and that was a big bucket for Pawnee City. Just when it looked like they were running out of time, they got the ball to the freshman. He dropped it in, and we go to the half with Southern on top, 24-23. The Southern Raiders up by a single point. We'll take a two-minute break here and be back with our halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
February is Heart Health Month, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to keep your heart beating strong. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and routine checkups are vital to heart health. Have questions about your heart? Schedule an appointment with your primary care provider today. And take care of your heart, because it takes care of you. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, you folks listening in tonight in the Pawnee City and Wymore areas, tonight's game is being video streamed on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream, strive.tv/Johnson Brock is where you can find it. Our audio feed is being simulcast on that stream right now. As of the start of the second quarter, we ran a cord over there and plugged it into their cameras. So if you want to watch the game and listen to our broadcast, you can certainly do so. At the half, 24-23 is our score. The Southern Raiders up by one. Let's look at the individual scoring. For Southern, they're led by Cooper Warford with 10 points. Cale Ames has 5. Alex Meese with 5. 2 for Pax Adams and 2 for Xander Seaman for 24. From the free throw line, they made 3 out of 6 in the first half. For the Pawnee City Indians, Jet Farwell leads the way. He has 10. Drew Meniga with 6. Anthony Kling has 4. 2 for Jordan Wernemont, the freshman there at the end, and Treyu Kling with 1 for their total of 23. From the free throw line, Pawnee City hit 3 out of 4. 24-23, our halftime score. We're going to take a 2-minute break here. Send it back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information. We'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans.
There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guaranteed.
Farmin City Supply is where you'll find it.
Farmin City Supply is country poppin' through and through.
We take good care of you.
Farmin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. As a cold front swings through this evening, we have the possibility for scattered rain showers, mostly cloudy, low around 39. Temperatures will be cooler behind that cold front on Wednesday, high of 56. Winds pick up behind that front too. We're expecting lots of sunshine. Then mostly clear skies, lighter winds Wednesday night, and a low of 32. Breezy once again for the day on Thursday, high of 57 and sunny. Thursday night we'll see mostly clear skies, low around 36. Warmer for the day on Friday, high of 66, sunny, but it will be windy. Then for Friday night, passing clouds come in with a low of 35 as gusty winds remain. Saturday won't be quite as warm, high of 54, but lots of sunshine. We are expecting breezy conditions too. Mostly clear into Saturday night as we drop back to 28. High of 54 for Sunday, lots of sunshine and breezy. Then Sunday night, isolated rain showers, partly cloudy, we drop back to 36. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FASTSolutions.com to learn more.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime, and we've got a dandy going here. The Southern Raiders leading the Pawnee City Indians 24-23 at the half. The winner of this one will advance to the sub-district finals and face the Johnson Brock Eagles Thursday night at 6:30. You'll hear that game here on Sunny 101.3 here live from Johnson. Coming up Friday night, we'll be back in Johnson with the Johnson Brock girls hosting the Valentine Badgers, the Lady Badgers coming to town. 6 to 7 hour drive all the way down from Valentine to meet up with the 24-1 Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. They lost their season opener, I believe, at Lincoln Christian, and then they won 24 straight since then. So that'll be a fun matchup Friday night. Meanwhile, over in Auburn tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs defeated Wilbur Claytonia 58-25. That they will advance to Thursday night's sub-district. John Nixon will have that on KTNC. They will be playing the winner of the game between Milford and Lincoln Christian. All right, back to live action here in the third quarter. The first possession of the basketball goes to the Southern Raiders. Cooper Warford at the free throw line picks up the dribble. Goes to Pax Adams. Adams under the basket, tried to flip it inside. Ball stolen away by Anthony Kling. Fast break at the other end. Jet Farwell couldn't get it. The run-out lay-in wouldn't go for Jet Farwell, and that's unusual. You won't see him miss many of those. With the ball is Cooper Warford. A cross-court pass to the right elbow. Handling the basketball up top. They put it back to Warford. He can't kick. Adams feeds it inside. Under the basket. Shot is up and good. That one put in by Alex Meese. Meese dropped it in. His has seven in the ball game now. And it's 26-23. 7:08 to go here in the third quarter. There's a steal and a turnover. Warford comes up with the basketball, feeds it to the right side. Warford with a nice feed. And to get some points this trip down. Kling comes to the right side to Trey Kling. Trey Kling finds Drew Menega. Menega for three. That's up. It's off. It's no good. Rebound Cooper Warford. Warford pulls down the defensive board. He'll come and set the offense now for the Southern Knights. Southern Raiders, rather, I'm sorry. To the left side, Pax Adams. Adams in the paint. Kicks to the deep corner. Warford, Cooper Warford, wants to drive inside. Collides. Farwell missed it the last trip down. This time he dropped it in. He's got 12 in the ballgame. The lead is back to 3 now. Southern up 28-25. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Out in the right wing, there's a long three that's off the glass, doesn't go. Pax Adams fights for the rebound. It's going to be tipped away by Anthony Kling, and it'll stay with the Southern Raiders. Inbounding the ball, Pax Adams. He stands to the left side on the baseline under his own basket. 5:56 to go, third quarter, 28-25. Southern up by three. Inbound the ball. They toss it into Cale Ames. Ames up to Cooper Warford. Warford, a cross-court pass, kicks it into the corner, down deep baseline right side, trying to go in for the driving layup and knocked it to the floor is Pax Adams. A whistle and a foul. We're going to put Pax Adams at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be on Jet Farwell, his first team foul number one of the quarter. Oh, they're not going to shoot it. They're going to say the foul came on the floor. I beg your pardon. It'll just be Southern's basketball to play in, not a shooting foul. Cooper Warford has the inbound pass to Pax Adams on the right elbow. Adams dribbles between the rings to Warford on the left wing. They feed it underneath to Cale Ames. There's a fall-away shot in the paint that doesn't go. A rebound. They flip it back out again to Ames, who goes to Warford. Now Ames wants to drive on the left side baseline. Flips it back to Warford across court all the way around the horn into the corner. Deep baseline right side. Here's Warford in traffic. Ball taken away from him. And with the steal is Jet Farwell. Fast break. Here comes Farwell all the way down. Drives the ball in. Layup no good. Try for tip in. Tegmeyer will go and the ball goes out of bounds off of Southern. Pawnee City will have the basketball under their own basket. Down by three, 28-25. Southern with the lead, 5:09 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding the pass for the Indians is Drew Menega. Menega tosses it into Kling. Anthony Kling, fall-away jump shot in the paint, up and good. Anthony Kling has 6 points now in the ballgame. And it's a one-point lead once again for Southern, 28-27. Warford picked up one-on-one defensively out here by Anthony Kling. That's kind of one-on-one for sure. Left elbow comes to the near side, Cale Ames. To Warford for three from the corner. Up no good. Rebound. Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer gets it to Farwell. Farwell looking underneath. Ball tipped away. Safe from going out of bounds by Warford or by Pax Adams. And here come the Raiders the other direction. Huge collision. I think we're going to have an offensive foul called here. Alex Meese went down the lane running over defenders, and Meese gets called for the personal on Alex Meese's first foul, team foul number one of the quarter on the Raiders. 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Still a one-point ball game here. Southern Raiders up 28-27. Pawnee City with this possession to try and retake the lead. Kling with the basketball. Anthony Kling, that is. Now to Trey Kling to the near side. Around the horn it comes to the right wing. Farwell in the paint. Floater up by Farwell. In and out. Rebound. Try for putback. Anthony Kling. It won't go. The ball is loose on the floor. Now Warford on the fast break. Cooper Warford. No, I think they're going to say travel. Cooper Warford got that extra step in before he got rid of the basketball. And it's going to go back over to the Pawnee City Indians. Pawnee will inbound it. Drew Miniga tosses the ball inbounds. And Jet Farr will bring it up court, guarded by Warford in the man-to-man defense. This is Anthony Kling on the dribble. Anthony Kling up to Trey Kling. He stands at the top of the free throw circle. Feeds back to his older brother, Anthony. Anthony, turnaround shot, short, rebound, Farwell, follow shot. He can't get it, but a foul. And Jet Farwell is going to be at the line. This will be a shooting foul. Farwell is 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Has 12 points in the basketball game for the Indians. Jet Farwell with a chance to tie or put his team on top here at the line. The foul is on Alex Meese, his second personal, second team foul. Free throw is short off the front of the rim for Jet Farwell. He'll have a second attempt to try and tie the ball game here. Jet Farwell, now 2 out of 3 from the line, has 12 points in the ball game. Second free throw is on the way. This one is up and good. He got the roll on the second one, and we are tied at 28 all with 3:48 to go in the third quarter. We haven't settled a thing. We're all tied up. With the basketball, the Southern Raiders, Cooper Warford goes to Pax Adams with the ball. Pax feeds it underneath, and it goes off the fingertips of Xander Seaman. Seaman couldn't hold on to it. It went out of bounds, and Pawnee City will get the basketball back. Boy, it's been a tight one all night here, folks. We've had 4 lead changes. Nobody's ever led by more than 5, and most of the time it's been 2 to 3 points back and forth. With the ball come the Pawnee City Indians on the attack. This is Jet Farwell against Warford. Farwell gets into traffic, in trouble. Ball is ripped out loose. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Warford ripped it away from Farwell. It went into the Pawnee City bench. Indians will have it. 20 seconds to go here on the shot clock. 3:21 to play in the third quarter. Inbound the pass to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling sporting that shaved head just like his brother Trey Kling here. And now with the basketball at the top of the circle is Drew Miniga. Ball is tipped away. Tegmeyer came up with it. It's loose on the floor again. Tegmeyer chases it down. And timeout's going to be called by Southern to preserve the possession. The Raiders are going to get the basketball after this timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Lots of ways to hear our broadcast tonight. Of course, over the air, Sunny 101.3 on your FM radio. We're available online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA. We now have a free mobile app you can download to your cell phone, MSC Radio. You click on that app and a list of stations comes up. You click on Sunny 101.3 and there we are. That works anywhere you have internet service, anywhere in the world. And on top of all of that, tonight we're feeding our audio feed into the Johnson Brock video stream here. That's at striv.tv/Johnson Brock. If you'd like to watch the game and hear our broadcast to match up with it, we can do that for you here in this one tonight at Johnson. As we get ready to go back to live action, it'll be Southern's basketball. 3:03 to go, third quarter, tied up at 28 all. The Raiders will inbound the pass under their own basket. Alex Meese, the senior, will toss it in. He stands to the left side of the basket on the baseline. Now we've got some kind of a hold up here as the official goes over to the scores table and is visiting with the bookkeepers and the clock operator. Maybe some discussion about shot clock, perhaps. If you recall, there was quite a mix-up here as everybody was after the loose basketball. It had been Pawnee City's ball, and then it got loose, and they were chasing it down the floor, and as the Raiders dove after the loose basketball, Southern took a timeout and got the timeout called. You want to wear that? Oh, okay. 3:03 to go. Still a long discussion taking place across the way at the scores table. Gives us time to remind you we'll be back here Thursday night for sub-district finals, the Johnson-Brock Eagles versus the winner of this one. We'll be back Friday night for the Johnson-Brock Girls. We haven't talked as much about that as we wanted to. The Valentine Badgers are coming all the way down from Valentine for a 6 o'clock tip-off Friday night. We'll have it here on Sunny 101.3 for you. And that'll be for a ticket to the state tournament. Johnson-Brock 24-1, the girls coming into that one. I think 8-16, I believe, is the record for the Valentine girls. I believe that was it. We're back to live action now. Southern with the basketball in the paint. It comes to the left wing. This is Alex Meese. Meese with a floater that puts a shot up and good. Alex Meese has 9 points in the ball game for the Raiders, and that puts Southern back on top by 2. Southern up 30-28. Here come the Pawnee City Indians. With the ball is Anthony Kling to Trey Kling, around to Jet Farwell on the right side. Top of the key, they go back up to Drew Menega. Menega feeds Tyler Tegmeyer with the ball. Tegmeyer had it knocked loose. Now Trey Kling finds Anthony Kling on the near side. Anthony Kling behind the back dribble, almost had it taken away from him. Clock down to 10. Anthony Kling off to Jet Farwell. Farwell driving layup up, did not get it. No whistle. A lot of collision down there, a lot of contact. And Cooper Warford with the rebound. Oh, Warford with a nice pass. Fed it underneath and found Xander Seaman. Xander has 4 points. Warford with the assist. And it's a 4-point Southern lead with under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 1:50 to go in the third period. Indians basketball. Jet Farwell. Trey Kling around to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling having trouble getting an open look at the basket. Gives it to Trey Kling. Trey Kling took quite a hit there. Underhanded shot, scoop shot, no. And the rebound comes down to the Southern Raiders. With the basketball is Cale Ames. Ames quickly gives it down court to the right side. Cooper Warford chases it, but it's tipped out of bounds over there by Anthony Kling, and it'll stay with the Raiders. 1:27 to go in the third quarter. 32-28. Southern High up by 4. They have the basketball. This is Pax Adams on the dribble. Adams works to the left side of the free throw lane. Beats it down deep in the corner to Cale Ames. Ames backs in. Wanted to go against Kling. Couldn't get an open look at it. Now Farwell picks him up in the corner on the right side. Thinking about the shot, it comes around to Warford to the left wing. Warford, 7 on the shot clock. Warford for 3. Off the glass, no. Rebound. Try for a putback is up. It's off no good, and the rebound pulled down by Drew Menega. Menega down court. Fast break. Laying up and good for Anthony Kling. Menega got that ball out to Anthony Kling. He took it on the run-out lay-in, laid it up, put it down, and got fouled. He'll be at the line for the and one. He can put the Indians back within one if he can get this. A foul on Cooper Warford, his second personal. Team foul number 3. Rebound, or the free throw is up and good for Anthony Kling, and it's a 1-point basketball game. 32-31 with 49 seconds to play in the third quarter. Raiders with the lead and the basketball. Here comes Warford, collides with a defender, couldn't get it. Rebound. Anthony Kling comes down with the ball, or rather Trey Kling, I'm sorry. Now come to the right side. It comes on the near side to Tyler Tegmeyer. In the paint, Tegmeyer had the ball stripped away, but a whistle and a frustration foul is going to be called there on the Indians. I think probably on, well, I'm not going to speculate. We'll just wait until they put it up on the board. Waiting for him to post it. Here it is. That's what I thought. Jet Farwell picks up his second personal, second team foul on the Indians of the quarter. 21 seconds to play in the third quarter. 1-point Southern lead. Cooper Warford dribbling out the clock down to 15. 5-second call. Cooper Warford turned it over on the 5-second call on the dribble. He was being harassed out there by Anthony Kling. So now Pawnee City with a chance for the final shot of the quarter, maybe to take the lead here. The Indians trail 32-31 with 15 seconds to play. Farwell, down court pass, quickly to the left side. Goes to Anthony Kling. This is Anthony Kling in the paint. Shot is up, no whistle, foul. I believe we're going to put Anthony Kling to the line to shoot 2 shots. Clock is down to 7.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. That foul is going to be called on Xander Seaman. His first personal, team foul number 4. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. The free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is in and out. Did not go. Anthony Kling now 1 out of 2 from the line. He has 9 points in the ballgame. He could tie it if he hits this one with 7.6 seconds to go in this third quarter. It's been this close all night, folks. Anthony Kling. Shot is on the way. It's up. He got that one. Kling put her down. Kling now in double figures has 10 points. And we're tied at 32 all. They make Werford pick the ball up in midcourt. Werford takes it all the way in for the driving. Way up and got it. Cooper Werford made it look easy as he took it down and laid it in. And after three quarters, the Southern Raiders lead the Pawnee City Indians 34-32. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Southern Raiders led after one quarter by 4, 12-8. They were up at halftime by a single point, 24-23. Now, after three quarters, they lead by 2, 34-32. And the Indians will have the first possession of the fourth quarter with a chance to try and tie this trip down. The inbound pass comes into Anthony Kling, back to the near side, gives it to Drew Menica. Menica feeds it around the corner to Tyler Tegmeyer. Now back to Kling. Trey Kling goes to Jet Farwell. Farwell with the dribble underneath to Kling. Shot is up and good. Farwell with the assist. Trey Kling with the lay-in. Great assist there by Jet Farwell, finding Trey Kling on the right side baseline for the layup, and we're tied at 34-all. Here comes Cooper Werford down court with a pass to Pax Adams. Adams kicks it out to the right side. In the paint, driving to Werford. Reverse lay-in, up and good. Cooper Werford now 14 points in the ballgame. He averages 21 a game on the season, so that's to be expected from Cooper Werford. He's quite an offensive ball player here. 36-34. Here's a driving layup that's up and off. No good. That one put up by Anthony Kling. Then a whistle as Pax Adams came down with the rebound. The foul is going to be called on the Indians. 7:06 to go now in the ballgame. The foul is going to be on Tyler Tegmeyer. On Tegmeyer, his second personal, first team foul of the quarter on Pawnee City. 36-34. Southern up by 2 with 7 minutes to go. Werford kicks it out to Pax Adams for a long 3 that's off. Rebound, Jet Farwell. Farwell's got a fast break going. They go all the way into Kling. Kling lost the handle on the ball, got it back, and they're going to call him for traveling. There's an unfortunate turnover for the Indians, a lost opportunity, as they have the numbers on the fast break coming down the court. The clock shows 6:45 to go now in the ball game. 36-34, Southern on top. This is Pax Adams with the basketball. Adams gives it off here to Meese. Meese in the paint. Lost the ball, grabbed up by Kling. Kling gets it out to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling driving, layup, got it, and he's fouled. Anthony Kling with the run-out layup had two defenders giving chase, got the layup to fall, drew the foul against the Raiders, and he'll be at the line. That foul's on Cooper Werford, his third personal, and the first team foul of the quarter on the Raiders. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. He's made 2 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. He could put the Indians back on top for the first time in a while. Can't get it. Missed the free throw. And we stay tied at 36. Pawnee City has tied the game up on numerous occasions. I think they only have taken the lead on one occasion this evening. And that was by a single point, if I remember right. All right, here's Werford in the paint. Shot was blocked away. Shot was blocked by Anthony Kling. Pawnee City fans aren't going to like that call, but Kling is going to get tagged for the personal, his first, team foul number two on the Indians. Cooper Warford at the line. He's made 2 out of 5 from the line so far tonight, has 14 points in the game. Free throw is up and good. Warford, the senior, got that one down, now has 15 on the night. As we said, he averages 21 per game on the year. That puts the Raiders back up by 1. Second shot is up. It's good also. Warford hits a pair, and the lead is 2. Once again for the Southern Raiders, 38-36. All right. With the basketball in forecourt comes Kling. Trey Kling, right side to Jet Farwell. Farwell, left-handed dribble in the paint, almost lost it. Now has the ball knocked away, got it back, goes in for a lay-in up and good. Jet Farwell had the ball knocked away from him. He made the most of it and laid it in. And Jet Farwell now with 14 points in the ball game. We're tied to 38 all. You just get the feeling this is going to come down to a final possession the way this game has transpired all evening tonight here at Johnson. Pax Adams flips it into the corner. Warford penetrates, floater up. Couldn't get it to fall, but he drew the foul. Cooper Warford will go to the line to shoot 2 shots for the Southern Raiders. Let's see. Cooper tonight has made 4 out of 7 from the free throw line so far. We're tied to 38 all. That foul was called on Anthony Kling, his second personal. Team foul number 3 on the Indians. Warford's free throw is up and good. Cooper Warford got that one down. He now has 17 points in the ballgame for the Southern Raiders. Warford waiting patiently at the line for his second attempt. They toss him the ball. The shot is on the way up, and this one is good. Got the roll, hit the back of the rim, the front of the rim, and dropped in for him. And it's 40-38. Southern up by 2 once again. Pawnee City trailing by 2. There's a ball tipped away, touched last by the Indians, Drew Menega. Great defensive effort over here for the Raiders by Alex Meese. Timeout taken by the Pawnee City Indians with 5:27 to go in the ballgame. Southern up by 2. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula with you back here at Johnson Brock High School. 5:27 to play in the fourth quarter. 40-38, the Southern High Raiders up by 2. It's been a seesaw contest. Neither team able to open up any kind of an advantage on the other throughout this entire ball game. Tip of the hat to Kurt Kilman tonight, our producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. He's in charge of everything engineering-wise, producer-wise in the presentation of this. If Kurt doesn't push all the right buttons back there at the Sunny Studios, nothing happens out here. We have the pleasure of enjoying the ball games in person. He's cooped up inside that studio, so we do appreciate your efforts, young man. We'll call him a young man. He celebrated his birthday yesterday. 40-38. Here we go. Southern up by 2. Raiders with the ball. It's Cooper Warford into forecourt. He flips it out to the right side. Ames now aimed with the ball. Feeds it down deep to Pax Adams. Adams tried to put it underneath the ball, taken away. Jet Farwell puts it out in front of Kling. Kling for the driving lay-in up. Missed the layup. Oh, the layup wouldn't go for Anthony Kling, and that's a heartbreak for the Pawnee City fans. Anthony Kling is going to make that 9 out of 10 times. He could have tied it. Missed the run-out layup. Rebound came down to Southern, and now here comes Warford up court. His team enjoying a 2-point advantage with under 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Warford, bounce pass, gives off to his teammate to the near side, Alex Meese. Meese just holds it for a minute, wanted to go to Pax Adams. He had too many defenders harassing him. Now Meese gets tied up, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow stays with the Southern Raiders. Raiders have the ball and a 2-point lead. Boy, you go back to that missed layup a minute ago by Anthony Kling. That's just not usually going to happen. 40-38. Southern up by two. The winner of this one faces Johnson Brock Thursday night. Inbound pass to Cale Ames. Ames goes into the paint. Here's a three from the right wing that's off. And the rebound brought down by the Indians. Jet Farwell. Fast break. Oh, he's got Kling underneath. What a shot. Kling got that one. Anthony Kling caught the ball on the long down court pass in midair and flipped it up with a circus-like shot and got it down. Anthony Kling made up for the missed one a minute ago, that's for sure. We're all tied at 40. I wish you could see that on video. There's a ball stolen away with the steal for the Indians and Drew Minnigan. Minnigan gets it up to Jet Farwell. Fast break. Here comes Kling again. Driving layup. Got it. And he will be fouled. Anthony Kling coming alive down here. Made that acrobatic shot just a moment ago. And the next trip down, he goes in, lays it up, ties the score once again at 40, and now finds herself at the free throw line. The foul on Xander Seaman, his second personal, team foul number two. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. Waiting to put the shot up. It's up and off. No good. The rebound comes down to the Raiders. Down court to Warford with the long pass. 42-40. Pawnee City with their first lead in a while. Indians up by two. Southern Raiders on the offensive attack. Pax Adams to Warford. Warford goes in. Forces a shot up. Whistle. Foul. Think we're going to see Warford at the line to shoot two here once again. Cooper Warford is just a ball player. He could play on my basketball team any day he wants. And he just took the ball to the hole. He's hard to stop. The foul is going to be called on Trey Kling. On Trey, his third personal. Cooper Warford back at the free throw line. He's made four in a row. He's six out of nine from the line tonight. This one is up and good. He's now made five in a row here in the fourth quarter alone. Warford with 19 points now in the ballgame for the Southern Raiders. He can tie the game back up if he hits this free throw. Raiders down by one. Shot is up and it is off. No good. He missed that one and the rebound comes down to Jet Farwell. A cross-court pass stolen. Down to Pax Adams. Driving way up. Adams got it. Pax Adams has 4 points and that puts the lead back to the Southern Raiders up by one. 43-42, Southern on top with 3:25 to go in the ballgame. Pawnee City with the ball. Trey Kling to the right side to Jet Farwell. Warford knocks the ball away from Farwell. He's in trouble. Tries to go up with a shot. Warford blocks the shot, steals the basketball. Here comes Cooper Warford. Floater in the paint. It's up, it's off, no good. Jet Farwell has the rebound. Warford got the steal from Farwell, missed the layup. Farwell gets the rebound in Pawnee City. Back in business offensively, down by one. Southern leads it 43-42, under 3 minutes to play now. 2:52 on the game clock. Jet Farwell at the top of the free throw circle. Gives the ball up to the top to Tegmeyer. Ball tipped away. Long down court pass. Cooper Warford driving lay-in up. Missed it, but he fouled. Warford missed the lay-in. There was contact as he went up. They're going to put him to the line and make him shoot free throws. Not sure who they called the foul on. It may have gone on Tegmeyer. We'll wait till they put her up on the board for us. Warford will be at the line shooting two shots here. His team up by one, 43-42. Tyler Tegmeyer picked up his third personal. Warford's first free throw was up and good. Cooper Warford has made 6 out of 7 here in this quarter. He is 8 of 11, I think, now, for the game. Warford's free throw is up. It's good also. He got them both. And now the Southern Raiders with a three-point lead, 45-42, with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the ballgame. Pawnee City down by three. Trey Kling to the right side. Got the pass from Anthony Kling. Goes to Jet Farwell. Farwell, 12-foot jumper. Up and good. Jet Farwell, keep pouring him in. He's got 17 points. Timeout on the floor, Pawnee City. It's a one-point Southern lead with 2:25 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny, 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Johnson Gymnasium, 45-44, Southern High leading the Pawnee City Indians with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go in regulation. It's been a squeaker all the way here tonight. Really competitive basketball between these two teams. It's been a fun game. Winner of this one has to face Johnson Brock Thursday night. All right, Southern with the basketball. Warford on the dribble. Warford, man-to-man defense here from Pawnee City. Warford picked up defensively by Anthony Quink. Pass to the right side. Tax Adams in the paint. Adams lost the handle on it. Flipped it to the right side. There's a long three from the right side. Up and good by Alex Meese. Meets second three of the night. He's got 12 in the ballgame. And suddenly it's a 5-point lead for the Southern Raiders. Top of the circle, Trey Kling. Off to Jet Farwell for three. He got it. Jet Farwell hit the three from out here on the right wing. Puts the lead back now, 48-47. A 1-point lead. Momentarily, they were up, the Southern Raiders there by five, and suddenly it's 48-47. Just a 1-point lead. Spin move with the ball in the paint is Ames. Ames gives it inside to Adams. Right side, Warford driving layup. Could not get it. No foul. Players on the floor falling all over each other. Here comes Kling all the way in. Anthony Kling driving layup. No. Rebound Farwell. Follow shot. It won't go. They had two bunnies under there and missed them both. Pawnee City had two opportunities to retake the lead and couldn't get it down. Clock at 1:08 to go in the game. 1 point. Southern High lead. Here come the Raiders. Pax Adams driving layup. Got it. Pax Adams with a huge bucket there. And now a steal by Warford. Shot is up off. No good. Rebound. Pawnee City. Farwell into forecourt. Underneath the basket. 2-point shot under the bucket. Up and off. No good. Kling. 47 seconds. Kling. Follow shot. It won't go. Rebound. Pawnee City again. Kling takes it in. Driving layup. He got it. And he's going to be fouled. The basket counts and he is fouled. Getting the bucket was Anthony Kling. He'll be at the line to shoot one and a chance to tie the ball game. They didn't put the point up there. Now they did. All right, this would tie the ball game if Anthony Kling hits this one. What a game we've got here. No matter who you're cheering for, this is a great one. Shot is on the way. It's up. It is off. No good. But the rebound to Kling. Trey Kling shot is up. Off. No good. The ball rolled around. Tegmeyer with the rebound. It's a 1-point Southern High lead. 32 on the shot clock. 30 in the game clock. The ball stolen away. Stolen back. Now Southern with the basketball. Underneath driving, laying up and good. Getting the layup on the baseline. Under the basket was Pax Adams. The lead is 3, 52-49. Timeout Pawnee City with 16 seconds to play in the ball game. We're going to keep it here live this time, Kurt Kilman. I don't want to miss anything. And we want to set the stage for our listeners and for our viewers on Strive TV. Here is the situation. The game clock here at Johnson Brock shows 16 seconds to play in the ball game. Our score, Southern 52, Pawnee City 49. The Pawnee City Indians will have the basketball. They will play it in on the side in forecourt, down by three. Boy, the Indians had so many scoring opportunities right under the basket, what I like to call bunnies, that would not fall for them. But I'll tell you, if you were watching this thing on Strive tonight, you need to go back and look at the shot that was made by Anthony Kling tonight, where the ball was thrown from midcourt all the way down a half-court pass. He caught the ball in front of the rim in the air, and in one motion, without coming down to the floor, flipped the ball off the glass and put it in the hole. That was one of the more athletic moves that I've seen throughout this entire high school basketball season there by Anthony Kling. That was one impressive shot. Okay, here we go. It's 52-49. Southern clinging to a 3-point lead. Pawnee City hoping for a 3-point bucket to try and force overtime. The winner advances to Thursday night's game against Johnson Brock. Inbounding the ball, Tyler Tegmeyer will toss it in on the near side in forecourt. Tegmeyer gets it into Jet Farwell. He's guarded by Cooper Warford. Farwell, they need a three here. Farwell lost the dribble. To the right side, the pass comes. Tegmeyer up to Anthony Kling, and now what do we got? Timeout's going to be taken by Southern. 8.2 seconds to play. Southern takes a timeout. This time we will step aside and take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. Don't go away on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
As we near the top of the hour, we'll take this opportunity to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. I'm Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play tonight with Kirk Kilman as our producer-engineer. 8.2 seconds to play, 52-49. Southern up by three, Pawnee City with the basketball. They'll play it in forecourt on the side. Kling gets it into Jet Farwell. Farwell into the corner of the left side, and he's a whistle and a foul very quickly. And they've got fouls to give here. That's only the fourth team foul, so that will not put Pawnee City to the line. And that winds the clock down to 5.3 seconds now. Timeout's going to be taken now by the Pawnee City Indians. So these coaches, it's use it or lose it time on these timeouts. They're using them. It's a 30. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, Anthony Kling is going to inbound the ball on the side in forecourt on the far side. And as they line up, another timeout. Now Southern wants to take a timeout to see what they were going to line up to run. So we'll take a 30-second break with them. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, now the clock is down to 5.3 seconds to play. 52-49 your score. Southern up by three. Pawnee City with the basketball in forecourt. Again, Anthony Kling will inbound the pass to toss it in with 5.3 seconds to go. Indians need a three here to try and tie it. They get it into Farwell. Farwell, oh, they threw the ball away. Farwell was looking to the corner to try and get it to Kling. The ball went into the stands with 3 seconds to go. So now the Southern Raiders have the ball in the corner in backcourt down at the Pawnee City end. They need to get it inbounded. 3 seconds to play. They get it in, and fouled immediately as he catches the ball is Cale Ames. But that put the clock down to 0.7 seconds, and folks, it looks like the Southern Raiders are going to be facing off with the Johnson-Brock Eagles Thursday night, 6:30, right here on Sunny 101.3. Southern walks to this end. At the free throw line will be Cale Ames. But, okay, now they're putting 2.7 seconds on the clock. Cale Ames is 1-for-1 from the line tonight. He has 7 points. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of all the scoring. Ames' first free throw is up and off, no good. He'll get another one. 2.7 seconds to go. It would take a miracle here for the Indians. Cale Ames can pretty much ice it if he hits this one. The shot is up, and it is good. He got it. Ames hit that one. He's got 8 points. Now Pawnee City with a long half-court three that goes. He got the three from the left side, believe it or not. Anthony Kling hits a three to make it a one-point ball game. Your final tonight is going to be 53-52 as Anthony Kling nailed a half-court three-pointer to end the ball game, and it counted to make it a one-point contest. What a dramatic finish here for the Southern Raiders and the Pawnee City Indians. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. Be back with the post-game show. Stay with us. We'll give you a rundown of all the numbers right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, an exciting finish, a heartbreaking loss for the Pawnee City Indians, an exhilarating win for the Southern High Raiders as we end up here 53-52 Southern with the win over Pawnee City here in the sub-district. Let's break down the numbers for you here. First of all, for the victorious Southern Raiders, they were led tonight by Cooper Warford, 21 points in the ballgame. Alex Meeks was also in double figures. He had 12. Cale Ames finished with 8. Pax Adams had 8. And Xander Seaman finished with 4 for their total of 53. Free throw shooting, they made 8 out of 9 from the line in the second half. In fact, all of those in the fourth quarter. 11 out of 15 from the line for the game for the Raiders. For the Pawnee City Indians, Anthony Kling with 21 points. Jet Farwell right behind. He finished with 20. 6 for Drew Maniga, 3 for Trey Kling, and 2 for Jordan Wernemark for their total of 52. Free throw shooting, Pawnee City made 6 out of 11. 53-52, your final score. The Southern Raiders with the win. They will advance to face Johnson Brock Thursday night here at Johnson. With the win, the Southern High Raiders now improve their record to 11-12 on the year. The loss finishes Pawnee season at 14-8. And we can't wrap things up here tonight without acknowledging the Pawnee City seniors, some young men that I personally have really enjoyed watch play basketball and sports here in general for the last few years. Drew Maniga, a senior, Anthony Kling, and Jet Farwell. They are the three seniors on this basketball team who just finished their last game in a Pawnee City Indians uniform a few moments ago. And we certainly have enjoyed those young men, and we certainly wish them well. We'll be seeing them around the track season, I'm sure. But their final game tonight for Drew Maniga, Anthony Kling, and Jet Farwell. 53-52, your final score tonight. The Southern Raiders, they will now face the Johnson Brock Eagles. Johnson Brock defeated Sacred Heart earlier tonight, 66-34. That will be a 6:30 tip-off Thursday night. You'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight over on KTNC, the Auburn Bulldogs defeated Wilbur Claytonia, 65-36. Auburn will advance to their sub-district semifinals in a game played, I believe, at 6:30. That's scheduled for on Thursday evening. You'll hear that. Look at that. Yeah, 6 o'clock on that one, and you'll hear it live over on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call. That'll be coming up Thursday night. Then don't forget, Friday night, I'll be back here once again at Johnson for the girls' district final. The Johnson Brock girls hosting the Valentine Badgers, a 6 o'clock tip-off. That'll be Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, and then at 5 o'clock Friday night on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish girls will travel to Meade. Well, they will face the Why Not Blue Devils. John Nixon will have the call for you that one on Friday night. So lots of basketball coming up Thursday and Friday, both on KTNC and here on Sunny 101.3. We hope you will join us for those games. That's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score in this one. It was the Southern Raiders, 53, and the Pawnee City Indians, 52. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.